Burden to E.G. White, October 31, 1909. Copy. Loma Linda, California, October 31, 1909. Mrs. Ellen G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, I am sorry I could not write you earlier concerning our medical council at College View. In some respects, it was the most wonderful council I have attended for a long time. You will remember at the General Conference many of the brethren were strongly opposed to anything that sounded like a medical school at Loma Linda. They were unwilling for the school to undertake more than advanced nurses' work, and passed a resolution at the General Conference that those desiring a physician's qualification should seek the best school of the world for their education. Well, this idea evidently had strengthened in the minds of a number of our general men, so that when this matter of qualifying at Loma Linda was brought up at the College View Convention, there was naturally a strong prejudice against it, and for a time it seemed as though the idea would not be tolerated. Some of those who were most opposed took the floor as soon as the matter was presented and strongly opposed it. But when the opposition had seemingly well nigh spent its force, the Spirit of the Lord came into the meeting and witnessed so convincingly to the words spoken by various ones, showing the necessity of our providing facilities in Christian schools for the qualifying of our workers as physicians, the same as we had to prepare our other missionary workers for the cause, that all were convinced that the Lord was calling them to establish a medical school, and the resolution to do so passed unanimously. It was a complete surprise to many. Among those who took their stand strongly in favor of the light presented in the testimonies to establish a medical school at Loma Linda were Elder Irwin, Elder Evans, Doctors Rubel, Cress, George, and Werner, and Professor Griggs. It was voted that we secure a charter for the Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists, and that the school develop as the providence of God and the instruction from the Spirit of Prophecy should indicate. We have therefore drafted a charter for the school, and are enclosing to you and others a copy that you may see what we are planning to do. We are anxious that we should make no mistakes in our plans at this time. Hence are sending out these copies of the charter to yourself and the General Conference brethren, that counsel may be given. In the charter, you will notice we have made provision for qualifying physicians legally, and also made provision for qualifying other workers without medical degrees to labor as evangelists. We have also made provision for a representative membership, taking in the Union, local, and General Conference brethren, that the school may be held in proper lines. I would say in closing that your letter addressed to me at College View did not arrive until after the brethren had been influenced by the Spirit of God to take the action they did. I was rather glad of this. Soliciting your continued counsel and instruction in helping us to work out this problem, I beg to remain. Yours, signed, Burden.